Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time!
Okay, well. Good afternoon, family and friends. This is another Parents Coaching Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I want to tell you, like I always tell you, be prepared to take some good notes, write some good information down, and just be informed. Just be informed. You know, I go back and I start thinking about the conception of the Parents Coaching Parent Network and why was it so important to put this network together and, you know, just get out there and reach out to others. Why? But over the years, the media has told the story for me. And what I mean by that is by the number of situations that has popped up in the media concerning our NCAA student athletes and our athletes at large. And what I mean by that are young folks that's attending camps, clinics, showcases, you know, private workout sessions, things of that nature. The media has told that story. The story being, why is there a need for a Parents Coaching Parents Network? Parents, we need to be involved. We need to stay involved. We need to stay engaged. We need to know everything that is required of us to be a part of the parents' sporting parents process. And what I mean by a sporting parents process sounds like a tongue twister of some sort. But what I mean by that is, you know, if our children are involved in sports and one day have aspirations to go on and play at the next level, high school, moving on to play at the college level, to move on to play at the professional level, if that's their aspiration, that's their dream, you know, that's their big hope in the sky, okay, then we need to be there to make sure that we're able to provide them with the tools, insight, and as much information and guidance as possible to help them achieve that dream. Isn't that what we do as parents? Isn't that some of the things that we as parents should be involved in a day-to-day basis? That's what I thought. If I'm wrong, please, somebody call in. Give me a call, 646-929-2416. I'll slow it down because I always get hollered at for not slowing it down. But give me a call at 646-929-2416 here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about that particular topic. As always, you know, we appreciate your call in. We appreciate you being there, part of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Well, as always, you know, I like to come in and give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some play on what he's going to do for us here. Keith Wright, if you haven't noticed and haven't heard, and if you haven't heard me say it before, is a student at the University of Harvard. And Keith wrote this little piece here that I play on the Parents Coach Prepared Network each and every time. Check it out. Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to allow me to play. I'm looking at it. It should be playing here. And for whatever reason, it's not playing. Let's try one of my other pieces here.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, let's go back to my man Keith.
There we go. Check it out.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like I said, he's playing that round ball basketball up there at University of Harvard. They're doing pretty good. They was recently in the top 25. I think since then they have dropped out, but hopefully they will return to the top 25 real soon. Well, you know, like I was saying, parents, I think we should be actively involved in the lives of our children. Actively involved in the lives of our children. You know, it is so important. You know, I had an opportunity to be a part of a show last week when they were talking about the Penn State scandal and what's going on in Syracuse and, you know, all these other things. And it's funny, shortly after I listened to that show and was a part of that show as one of the guests, I turned around and heard about a new situation where the gentleman, forgot his name, it's not that important to me, but he was the chairman for the AAU Association, Amateur Athlete Union, and come to find out, allegations popped up that he was out there doing things or messing with our children in an inappropriate way. So, you know, parents, at what point in time do we step in and say, okay, this has to stop? You know, at what point in time do we truly step in and try to shut it down? You know, try to shut it down or get a better grip on what's really going on. You know, in the conversation I had last week, I was on with 24-Hour Mom is another Blog Talk radio show. A great job that the young lady is doing on that show. But in the conversation that we was having last week, very powerful conversation as always, you know, there were some very strong points that were brought up. And I was getting the perspective from two other mothers that was on the line with us. And, you know, they didn't have children that was involved in sports, but they do have children. And, you know, what I got out of it was that wherever their children were or whatever their children were involved in, they were there. They were there. You know, and it's not like, okay, well, I'm going to take you over here to Coach So-and-So's house, drop you off, and then I'll come back and get you. Or this other thing that we have became so comfortable with, well, I don't feel like getting up early in the morning, so what I'll let you do, I'll let you sleep over at the coach's house, and then you can just ride with him, and I'll come to the game later on that day. Are you for real? Parents, are you really and truly serious? I understand you having a level of comfort with that particular coach. But, and I also understand that you may have other children that you have to take care of. But you're talking about the future of your child. You're talking about your child's livelihood. You're talking about being there to support your child. And what I say, what I'm saying here is, in all that, you got to be there to support them. I read an article about 3 or 4 months back, and it talked about some key critical points as parents and things that we need to be aware of, things that we need to think of on a regular basis. And if I'm able to pull up the article, I'll give you the author's name and where the article was printed so you'll have a chance to take a look at it yourself. But, you know, the article talks about being able to provide time. You have to be able to provide time. In your busy day, somewhere along the line, you have to give some time back to your child. Be there to support them. Be there to guide them. Not to be there to be a critic or analyst or a second coach on the sideline, but be there to support them. Just show your face. Show that you're interested in the game or activity that they're involved in. On the same note, you want to have some knowledge of the game, you know, so you can just sit back and just talk to them about the game in a very intelligent way. Not necessarily saying that you have to sit there and try to reteach any of the things that the coaches or the coach has taught, but to have knowledge of the game so that when you do engage in conversation, or like the, how I like to try to put it, when you are invited to the conversation, you're able to speak in a language which they understand, and they appreciate that, knowing that you have some knowledge of their sport. You took the time out to have some knowledge of their sport. Not only you doing your everyday thing, 9 to 5, whatever it is, also maintaining a household, but you also took the time to get engaged and involved in their sport to make sure that you are able to communicate with your child. And I stress that point again, when you are invited to the conversation. Last but not least, finances. You know, I've talked about these points before, but I always have to come back and hit them again because you never know. May not resonate with somebody this time, may catch their ear the next time. Finances. When we're talking about athletic scholarships, when we're talking about getting our kids involved and we're trying to move on to that next level from high school, from middle school to high school, and from high school on to the next level, finance is going to play a part, parents. You have to be realistic about it. Finances will play a part. If you fall into one of these situations and you are not in having to incur any financial cost for anything, and what I mean by that, and I think I somewhere tripped over my own tongue, but anyway, I'll move along on that. But when you get into a situation and, you know, some coaches tell, oh, no, I take care, we got it, we got it, don't worry about it, we understand your situation. That is one of those situations that I may be a little leery of. That is one of those situations I have just a little bit of apprehension. Because just as if that coach is being so free-heartedly and open and willing to do this and do that, you have to ask yourself that question. Why? Okay, if that person is a philanthropist and he or she is just throwing money out there left and right, okay, make sure he or she is doing it for the whole entire community across the board, not just focusing on certain kids within the community, because when you get into a situation like that, you go back to the same situation where, as they talked about with the Fab Five, the young men that was out there. You know, you had the gentleman that was, you know, giving kids money here and there or doing different things for the kid for, as far as purchasing sneakers, boots, or whatever for the kids, but he was doing it for the entire group. Where things got twisted and things got a little ugly is whereas when he started just focusing on giving individual kids just a little bit more. So if you're in a situation and your child is playing sports, whether or not it's on a select team, whether or not it's on an AAU team, or whether or not it's one of these all-star teams, and the coach is telling you or someone's telling you that's assisting the team or whatever, and that those folks you want to be leery of as well or you know, have your radar up, and they tell you, well, don't worry about that. We got it all covered. That's when I say you need to really and truly make sure that you are engaged and involved in there all the way. All the way. Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear your comments and thoughts on what we're talking about here today on the Parents Culture Parent Network. As always, we like to be right here and be engaged and be involved. You know, because we can talk about this particular subject all the time. You know, over the next few weeks or so, I'm putting together my list of guests for this coming year, and hopefully we can get all these guests lined up, and I will announce what guests will be on the show that have been invited to be members on the show. I will talk about them over the next week or so, and hopefully I'll give you enough information so that when you do decide to join us, you know, you can find out what day you want to call in or what day you have questions or what particular guest that you want to hear or talk to or whatever. It's some of the folks that are lined up right now. Of course, you know, I always have to bring back in my special guest, Ms. Tawan Patterson, who is the mother of Patrick Patterson, number 54 for the Houston Rockets. And Tawana brings a very good insight to parents from the perspective of her and her husband and, you know, what they had to do with their son Patrick. You know, while working with him all the way through from elementary school level all the way up to college and now at the professional level. You know, they've been, trust me, they've been just as eager as I have and been there in their son's corner each and every day to make sure that that he is getting the information and getting everything he needs and the support that he needs from his family and friends. So when you talk about a dedicated and involved parent, Ms. Patterson has been. Along with another good friend, Ms. Robin Goodens, who is the mother of Tavares Goodens. He played for the San Francisco 49ers. Them are my two professional parents. I like to look at them as special guests. You know, they're still engaged and still involved in supporting and motivating other parents' groups. Of course, Tawana's a part of the NBA Mothers program. And Robin has actually formed another organization called MOCA. So if you get a chance, look that up as well. Mothers of College Athletes, and they are still going around doing things for various organizations and various activities within their communities, their respective communities. Next, I have Ms. Lauren Fogelman. Lauren is a someone I met just this year, and we had an opportunity to speak on several occasions, and then Lauren was a guest on the show, and Lauren brings us to perspective from a psychotherapist's view. Lauren was one of the advisors for the show that we recently had a chance to watch on TV, Necessary Roughness. And you can check out one of her articles, or the article or her interview, and LA Times earlier this year. And Lauren has some good insight on just dealing with issues as an athlete. Next, we have Mr. David Benzel. Now, David, had an opportunity again to speak with David. David was a great guest. You know, he gave us some mental things that the athletes need to be able to take on and challenge. David has a program that he does. Sorry about that, David. My mind has just drew a blank. I didn't have my. But anyway, I'll give you more information on that later on. But David talks about something from the side of a little bit of that mental toughness as well. But David also talks to parents and coaches as far as dealing and supporting their children. You know, he talks on the same language, same views, same thoughts, same ideology as the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Oh, I can't go on without mentioning another friend, Ms. Judith Black. Judith Black is mother of a current college standout, University of Memphis, Tariq Black. And the young man has had a very successful life. He's moving on. He's doing great things out there at the University of Memphis. Judith was on with us about a week or two ago and just shared some of her insight on dealing with her son as he went through the recruiting process, because this young man was highly recruited, very highly recruited. I'm talking about a outstanding big man down there in the post, highly recruited from several schools throughout the country. And she talked about her insight on that. And, you know, at the end, she brought it home with a little reality and a reality check in itself, and just simply stated, when it was time for him to make the decision, he made the decision to stay home. And what I mean by stay home, attend the University of Memphis, because she's from Memphis, attend the University of Memphis and be right there at home. Now, this was, like I said earlier, he was recruited from several schools throughout the country, so his opportunity to stay home, or his choice to stay home, was a decision that he made. She was there to support him on whatever decision he was going to make. She was there to support him in helping him weed out choices that was not in their best interest. So she had a powerful story to tell. Get a chance to go back, listen to one of my previous shows. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I spoke with Ms. Judith Black. And just moving right along and talking with some more of my guests. Mr. Ron Thompson, he wrote a couple pieces of literature, publications for the NCAA. And he talks about mental health issues with student athletes. You know, we talk about depression. You talk about bulimia, you know, the ones that think they need to stay skinny and all that kind of stuff. You talk about suicide rates. He talked about all these different things that we really don't touch enough on. But you got to think about it. When the child is not being treated fairly, or when the child is not getting the playing time he or she thinks that they need to get, or when there's some issues and they don't feel comfortable enough to reach out, which hopefully that never come to play, but it does happen. When they don't feel comfortable enough to reach out to parents and they don't think that they're not in a good setting. That's the way I define it. They're not in a good setting. And what I mean by that, parents, you didn't do your homework to make sure that child is in a place where that coach is not only going to instruct your child in the athletic competition, but also nurture and guide your child in your absence. So when they're not in a good setting, then you have some of these other issues that come into play. Mr. Ron Thompson talked about that. Again, get a chance, look him up, Dr. Ron Thompson. He did a nice little publication for the NCAA on mental health issues. All right, some of the other guests that we're going to bring on, I want to try to work hard to get Mr. Craig Siegel on. He is a mental health coach, not a mental health, mental toughness coach. Talks about the mental toughness, you know, and he breaks it down. His main focus is just on athletes. You know, I don't think he focuses too much on, from what I've heard and what I've listened to, what I've read, his information. He don't focus too much on parents and what we can bring to the table, but he does have a great insight on mental toughness from the athlete's perspective. Dr. Patrick Cohen and his wife, Lisa Cohen, they run a organization called Peak Sports. They are master mental game coaches. And, again, a lot of that got to realize, just as old Tim Tebow says, now the game starts here, being able to believe that you can do whatever you got to do. And that's where it all comes from. So that's something that, you know, that we need to be focused on. Dan Doyle wrote the book, Encyclopedia of Sports Parenting. Get a chance to check that out. That's a very powerful book. I want to see if I can get Coach Rick Wolf on. He does a sports parenting radio show out of New York every Sunday morning from 8 to 9, WFAN.com. Get a chance to check him out. He has some great insight and has some great guests on as well. Mrs. Kathleen Williams. Kathleen Williams is the author of Single Mother, the New Father, Sports. I want to get this guest on. She's coming out of New York as well. I want to get this guest on because I think she has a lot to bring to the table, because we have a lot of single moms out there to have their children involved in sports. And I think she can bring some powerful energy and some powerful insight to what can help some of these parents overcome and guide their children in the right and nurturing way. Next, my mentor, my man, my guy, my leader, Mr. Earl Suttle. Earl is the wizard of all wizards. That's the way I like to look at Earl. Earl brings a perspective to the table with true motivation, drive, energy, enthusiasm, whatever other word you can describe Earl, but Earl brings something to the table each and every time he steps out to speak. Earl is a coach that works with NBA Players Association, the rookie camp, as well as the NFL rookie camp as well. And he works with motivating the young men and understanding the situation that they've recently got themselves into and their future and how they can move forward with their future. And as you all know, Earl could tell you both sides of the coin, some success stories, some failure stories, you know. And I think for each and every one that didn't heed his words, we end up hearing about them later on in the news. But, you know, Earl brings something to the table, and I've been in touch and in tune with Earl for probably, I would say, 5 or 6 years now. From day one when we first met, I think there was a click and a piece of energy there that definitely kept us connected. And I still, to this day, stay in touch with Earl and from time to time reach out to him for some advice and guidance on issues I'm dealing with or have to deal with, you know, with my own children. Last but not least, but I shouldn't say last because I'm going to add some more speakers. I'm going to try to get in at least 2 speakers a month. Mrs. Ann Ritter. Ann wrote a book called Parents of Athletes, and a very powerful piece. I haven't had a chance to read all the way through it. I read some excerpts from the book, but I'm interested in getting Ann on and having Ann share some insight with us as far as her views, you know, dealing with a young athlete and her family as well. So that's what we're looking at here on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. And hopefully, you'll stay in tune, you'll stay in touch, and you'll stay engaged with the Parents Coach and Parent Network. You can check us out on Facebook at PCP Network, or you can follow us on Twitter at, excuse me, on Facebook, you can find us at Parents Coaching Parents Network. I'm sorry, because if you put in PCP Network, you may not come up with the right page, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you. But if you decide to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. You know, share this information. Put this out so that we can get information out to our family and friends. And get a chance, you listen to the show and you like what you hear, you know, go to my Facebook page, Parents Coaching Parents Network page, and like that page as well. You know, I'm always sharing insight and information from other organizations and just making sure that you as a parent have as much information as possible. Help us help you. That's what we like to think of at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Help us help you. Well, family, we've been on talking for a little piece here today, and I'm not going to prolong the show anymore there. You know, it's always been good and always been fun, and thank you for listening to our show today. As always, we'll be here for you when you're here, when you need us to be. I'm going to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And before Keith Wright, just let you know, check out
Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, here we go. Mr. Keith Wright, again, got to check that boy out. He's doing some things up there. Hopefully, before he graduates from Harvard, he's in full beat to go with Parents Coaching Parents Network. As always, it's been fun, it's been real, fun. Help us.
Grew up a student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making it cool. That's how I do.
This is the way you got. You have great.